Well, I don't know much about the internal politics and what caused people to vote one way or the other and things like that. But in my book on the famine, The Harvest of Sorrow, I go into the question of genocide and note that by the definition of genocide, at the time it was put to the United Nations, it covered a much broader field than the Jewish one. It included partial attempts on a nationality. I don't think the word genocide as such is a very useful one. I mean, I say if you want to use it, you can, but it was invented for rather different purposes. I can see that the trouble is it implies that somebody, some other nation or large portion, were doing it, that the Nazis are more or less implicated on their Germanness. But I don't think this is true. It wasn't a Russian exercise, the attack on the Ukrainian people, but it was a definite attack on them, as they were discriminated against as far as death went. But that didn't mean if you were a Russian you weren't doing very well in Stalin's time either. But I think it's a good thing that the famine should be recognised. And it's an odd thing that I was asked by the Holocaust Foundation, they asked me to speak on the famine, on the Ukrainian famine, some many years ago, and it's still on record. They asked an Armenian to do the same. At that time, the Ukrainian ambassador in Washington came to the Holocaust Museum. So the Jews were not forcing themselves or forcing it to be the same thing at all. Because that's the other danger. Once you start using these terms, you have to be just as, not only just as bad, but just the same as the Jewish genocide. And it's not the same, as long as that's recognized. And I think there are guilty people, but they aren't the Russian nation or anybody else. They're a particular group of particularly horrible people.